Ah, 'tis the season. Department stores are decorated, houses are lit, and all the little who's in Whoville are gathering round the tree to sing Hanukkah carols. Maybe not. But Hanukkah, the eight-day celebration in memory of the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem after a victory over the Syrians, does have its own music, not as much as Christmas, or Passover, or Purim, for that matter, but it does, like...
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play.
The dreidel song, a classic, so familiar to Jewish boys and girls, and, according to Adam Gardner, just a little played out. He's a member of the rock group Guster, and he's taken a side job now creating some new Hanukkah classics. Adam Gardner joins us from our studios in Chicago. Happy Hanukkah, Mr. Gardner.
Thanks. To you too, Scott.
And you founded another band just to tackle this dearth of Hanukkah music?
Absolutely. It actually was born from a tour. I was on tour with my band Guster, and we had an opening act called the Zambonis, who have been longtime friends of ours. They have albums and albums dedicated to the sport of hockey. So it was actually quite a natural progression from hockey to Hanukkah.
Well, yeah, you've given your new group a name too, right?
Yeah, we're called the Leavies. It's an unusual spelling. It's spelled L-E-E-V-E-E-S. Think of the Bee Gees if they were Jews.
Well, I don't know if they're not, but I digress. Let's hear something. What do you recommend?
Well, I would say let's start with Latke Klan. It's the most Christmas-type Hanukkah song that we have on the album. The album's called Hanukkah Rocks.
Two candles lit, the holiday's just begun. We're in for lots of fun. The time has come, it's Hanukkah. Sun is setting, get home as fast as you can.
That's very tuneful. Now, do you see this as an antidote or a tribute to traditional Hanukkah music?
As a kid growing up, you know, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel was pretty much the extent of it as far as what songs there were available to celebrate the holiday with. So this is just our offering to Jewish kids and adults as well. Hmm. You know, one of my favorite
Jewish
Christmas
kids
songs.
And the Gentiles who love them.
That's true. That's another show coming up next week.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for us, you know, there are all these great Jews that wrote songs. Like Irving Berlin actually wrote White Christmas. You know, it's like that's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Lieber and Stroller wrote Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Exactly. It's like, where were these guys for the Hanukkah season?
Well, let me read some of your titles and just chime in if you want to point out something to us. There's Applesauce versus Sour Cream.
Of course, which is about the difficult decision that each of us have to make.
The Latke conundrum, I believe.
Do you put applesauce or sour cream on your potato pancake?
And a song called How Do You Spell Hanukkah? I notice in this title it's got a C-H as opposed to an H.
It actually has a C-H, two N's, two K's. The obvious question came up, well, how are we going to spell Hanukkah?
Now, I speak from some experience here. At Hanukkah, they pass out what's called Hanukkah Geld, and it's little gold tinfoil coins that are filled with chocolate. And, of course, kids get hold of them, they put them in their hands, and then goo results. And your song is called Geld Melts.
That's right. And that song is heavily influenced. It's actually a Ramones-esque punk rock song. It's a warning to chocolate coin lovers everywhere to eat it quickly.
Hey, I like this song.
Thanks.
Is there some metaphorical value, by the way?
Yeah, actually, the chorus that's happening behind us right now is talking about how you know, you got to get it while you can because it won't last long.
You got to get it while you can because it won't last long.
And we don't claim to understand, but we're not wrong. Gelt melts.
Now, another song, at least the title intrigues me, Jewish Girls at the Matzah Ball.
Yes. There's an actual pun on the matzo ball. It's a dance. It's a social that happens in major cities like New York and Chicago and all over the country where single Jewish people who are lonely on the holidays all get together and socialize.
That's got to happen at a Chinese restaurant, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it could. I think
that's where Jewish families wind up during the holidays, I believe.
No question. And actually, we talk about that in a song called Goyim Friends. So the song Goyim Friends is actually a song that was based on my personal feelings as a child growing up a Jew in America during Christmas season and feeling like I was getting sort of the raw end of the deal because all my Goy friends, non-Jews, were getting all these amazing Christmas presents and I was getting a six-pack of socks from my mom.
All my Goyim friends are making up their lists, and all my Goyim friends get some pretty sweet gifts, like snowboards, cell phones, paintball guns, and iPods. Memberships to the last restricted golf clubs. But we will march on. Six pack of socks from each of our moms. It's oh so wrong, but we will march on.
Basically, the end of the song concludes with buck up little camper, because when you're older and you're part of the workforce, you get to take off pretty much the entire month of October for the Jewish holidays.
Is there a song on here that you would call, frankly and in the best sense, sentimental?
Yeah.
Something that recognizes this is a holiday after all, so people come together to be with each other.
Actually, a lot of these songs are sentimental. Sort of the theme, if I were to sum it down into three words of the record lyrically, is food, fun, and family. And probably in the order food, then family, and fun. All the fun's obviously throughout it. There's, you know, when we were making this record and writing it, first of all, it's noteworthy to say that we actually wrote it within 8 days. No accident. That was a Hanukkah miracle that happened in April. And I would say kugel. Kugel is a noodle casserole, basically. And it's sweet. And if it's made correctly, it's very high in fat content.
Google, it's sure good to see you and your sweet yellow noodles this holiday. But Google, you're not like you used to be.
It reminds me of an old Chad and Jeremy song. It's a lamentation song of Kugel days gone by, where your grandma's Kugel is so much better than your mom's Kugel because your grandma cooked with the high-fat stuff and your mom's trying to cook, you know, with the skim milk. The sort of diet craze, South Beach sort of influenced Kugel. It's just not cutting it, and that's what this song captures.
Sorry, Mom, but yours just ain't the same.
Adam Gardner, who sings and plays guitar as Adam Levy in The Levies. Mr. Gardner, Hanukkah Tov to you.
Same to you, Scott.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.